So Anthony, we're using this webinar as sort of to start the discussion about the challenges public services in Wales are going to be facing. There's been a bit of sort of focus on local government, but it's much wider than just local government here, isn't it? We're talking about the involvement of service delivery from the voluntary, from trust organisations, sort of voluntary sector, trust, hybrid models, working collaboratively. What's the reality of this?
Yeah, I mean, it is pretty much, from my point of view, a whole system issue. Because whether you are maybe an individual or an individual family unit, right up to the biggest public service organisation in Wales, everybody's feeling the pinch to varying degrees, depending on where you sit. So austerity is real and it needs to be addressed. I don't think it can be addressed by any one organisation working alone. I think it does need collaboration and partnership, not least with local communities. And, I hope that this webinar has ignited some thoughts around what for me seem like some of the key themes in this, which is around culture, having the right culture to be able to deliver the transformation, getting help, wherever that help comes from, in terms of driving the agenda forward, and then having engagement, openness, transparency, and engagement, which hopefully would then lead to both political and public buy-in to the plans that are being put forward. So that for me is kind of like the overall picture.
Thank you very much indeed. Mark, can I have some closing thoughts from you, please?
I just think that change of culture is very difficult and very hard. We have got an initiative going in Wrexham called Together in Wrexham, which is a new approach to get more people to take responsibility for what goes on in their communities. It works hard at the relationships and the quality of life in the area where they live, and is involved in trying to make those communities more sustainable for the future and empower those local residents to make a difference. And it can cover anything from volunteering at a local sports club to community clean-ups and helping out at the Child Scout or music club or whatever. But the efforts involved in getting the community to take responsibility and to work within the community council and moving that culture is something that you're not going to do over the next couple of years, and you are into the next 25 years to have that shift, really.
Thank you for that. Anthony, would you like to come back on that?
Yeah, I think Mark makes a very important point there, and I don't know to what extent we know the skills that exist within our communities to be able to do some of those things. Yeah. My view is that they almost certainly do exist, those skills, but we're not tapping into them. And I think that's where the engagement comes in. And as Mark said, that the initiative in Wrexham, people with particular skills doing particular things for the benefit of the community, I think that's vital.
Thank you for that. Guy, some closing thoughts for you?
I guess the key thing for me, from thinking about English local government over the last few years, is do not underestimate the challenge of what lies ahead for at least the next Parliament. And I do think for me a bit of a theme from today has been around leadership and culture. It's not an easy solution, but it's absolutely critical. I mean, over the years I've done various sort of root causing workshops and sessions with local government and other public sector bodies. And I can't think of one when you root cause a particular issue that doesn't actually get back to leadership. It's always been there. It's always been critical. But it's even more, arguably even more critical than it has been.
Thank you for that. Thanks so much, Guy.